This episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell.
What? But we are now live, man. Welcome back to the Best of 7 Sports Talk. Salute to the NBA community, man. Y'all already know how I'm coming, man. I'm 7 Mitchell, man. I got the big homie Hank in the building with me from Sports Game Vision joining me tonight on the panel. Hank, what's popping, family?
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying this weekend here.
Oh my God, bro. We definitely got to talk about Team USA. I want to get into that in a couple minutes because I'm just like, I think it's embarrassing what happened this morning. Like waking up, seeing what happened, I'm just blown away. So I wanted to definitely get your thoughts on Team USA and the demise in the FIBA tournament for sure. But I wanted to kick things off tonight. Just real quick, man, I wanted to talk about Anthony Davis off the top. And my Lakers going into this upcoming season. I hear a lot of talk, Hank, about Anthony Davis is going to have to be the one to carry the Lakers to the championship, or the Lakers are only going to go as far as Anthony Davis takes them. What's your reaction on that notion? Do you agree with that? What's your thoughts on Anthony Davis being the leader or being the one that's going to have to carry this upcoming Lakers team to the promised land?
Well, I felt that way when they went for the trade for him. You know, I guess it's just catching up to him as far as, you know, having to take over that role because LeBron is so great and he's done it for so many years, being that top guy, holding those responsibilities on his shoulders. And then, you know, we seen Anthony Davis over there in New Orleans, and he seemed like he was the next guy. But he's never taken over that main role since he's been with the Lakers. It's still been LeBron's show. And yeah. I think when LeBron got him, he felt like, hey, I got this guy that can take over. He knew, I'm getting older now. I can't probably do what I used to do, or Father Time's going to catch up. And that's why he got Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis has not taken over those reins. He has to get to MVP level play. Like Jokic, like his brethren's, Jokic and Embiid, those guys have won the MVP. There's no way Anthony Davis should have an MVP right now, or Giannis.
When you look at things, I don't know what the expectation was from Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, or just the organization from Anthony Davis as far as when they expected him to take, you know, over the driver's seat. But if they had expectations like we feel like LeBron had, do you feel like Anthony Davis has failed the assignment, or do you think that he has done his job so far? I know they want a chip,
right?
But I'm not sold at this point he's that guy. So if that was the expectation after, what, 3-4 years, I don't feel like he has completed that mission. What you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that task alone, if you measure it on that, he has not done that. Again, you got the major crutch right there with LeBron. You know, if they would have traded for him with no LeBron there, you've got your answer a lot sooner than you have it right now. But he kind of, in New Orleans, you know, held that franchise on his shoulders. He just, it's a smaller market. And then they never really took it to new levels. And he didn't have the level of player that LeBron is on his team. But if you go off of that criteria, he's failed. But this is the time where they give him that big money. I think right now they put him in that position in that driver's seat where they know, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel is going to be there, where LeBron's probably going to be out of there. And this is his time to either show up, or they're probably going to ship him out of L.A.
I don't think Anthony Davis is that guy. Like, even leading back to New Orleans, I mean, even if LeBron wasn't in L.A., I just don't think AD is made up to be the number one guy on a championship contending team. I just don't feel like he's made up of what's needed to be that guy.
You're right. To be honest with you, I always feel like it's too many teams in the league. Remember back probably in that, in, you know, that late 80s, there was what? It's been like six new teams since then. Think of all the talent that those teams had before. Now they're spread out to these new teams. Anthony Davis was always probably been a number two guy on a smaller franchise NBA. You know what I mean?
Right.
Paul George has come out and said, I know you probably seen that, where he said he's not a number one.
And Anthony Davis isn't a number one.
Huh? No. Paul George said he's not a number one.
And he's not. PG is not a number one.
He came out and he said it himself. So how many other guys are put in that number one position that are not number ones? You know?
But see, here's my thing. You know, and keep scrolling says that, you know, AD is a nice franchise player for a small market team.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, yo, the expectations are way different now because he's won a championship. Once you have that Larry O'Brien trophy, and once you were a pivotal piece of that happening, to me, expectations always got to be at a certain mark. And him being on a small market team, even if he get his numbers, I think that's a step back. You know, yeah. I just feel like last season, even in the playoffs, he showed a lot of presence defensively. That's the Anthony Davis I think a lot of Lakers fans want to see. But it has been all about consistency or inconsistency. That's been the storyline for Anthony Davis for what, 2-3 seasons now?
Yeah. He has to shoulder more weight, man. Like I think we brought it up on the last panel, like that final game, they should have won that game 4. I'm sorry.
LeBron versus Denver?
Against Denver? Remember? LeBron came out and gave you a 30 that first half. He ran out of gas, and then he needed Anthony Davis to step up, and he didn't do it. I mean, I know he probably was doing what he could on defense, but he needed him offensively to carry a lot more load. And if he gave him something, they probably would have won that game. Even Brown said that they thought that they was gonna have a little bit more. They felt like the Lakers may have won that game, but they didn't take it over and get that game from him.
What do you think about LeBron and AD as a duo right now in the NBA? Where would you rank those two as a duo in the NBA? Are they the number one duo to you? I mean, you got your Jaylen Browns, Jason Tatums, your Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. You know, you got some duos out there, Kawhi, Paul George, just to name a few.
Right.
Where do you rank LeBron and AD, though?
Wow. Just off the top of my head. Well, you got to go with Jokic and Murray. They just won a chip.
As number one?
I think right now for this season, they're number one. You know, you got to give the champions, they do. You know what I mean? They just went out and got, they got to be the throne. They got to be the throne. It's like the year.
And they beat LA. And they beat LA to do it. They beat LA.
I mean, the year before was it? I mean, would you consider like Giannis and what's his name? Shooter. What's the shooter?
Chris Middleton?
Yeah. Would you consider them a duo?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, an all-star, but I wouldn't put them at the top of the food chain.
That year they won the title, though. I probably would have until they got dethroned.
As the top dude, no way.
For that year?
No way. No, even that season. I mean, remember you had KD and Kyrie as teammates in Brooklyn. I know they came up short to Milwaukee. That's true. But you know, I and Chris Middleton, man, like I don't know, man. I just feel like he is an all-star.
Yeah,
but when you put him up against those superstar faces of the league, he doesn't really compare to me. You know what I mean? Just the Kawhi PG effect, LeBron AD. These guys are doing it on both ends of the court.
Right.
So,
well, as far as AD and LeBron, after Jamal and Jokic, they gotta be in that top 2-3, I would say. You gonna say Brown and Tatum? Who else you say?
I mean, you got Kawhi and Paul George.
I can't put them on there for the injury reasons. Otherwise, they'd probably be at the top.
I'm kind of bugged out, and I respectfully, this whole Denver Nuggets, Joker and Murray. Like, maybe I'm being biased as a Laker fan, but bro, why are we doing this tonight? Like. I get Joker is in his bag.
He's in his
bag. Who is Jamal Murray better than when we talk about LeBron and AD?
they put it. I mean, well, it's a few seasons removed, but again, I like to give the champion they do until they get put down, you know, and it could happen this season. And Jamal, and rightfully so, Jamal took that injury. I seen them in that playoff, the bubble. Remember him and Donovan was going back and forth with the 40-point bubble? Yeah, I thought he was on the way then. It's just he got hurt and it took them out of their rhythm until he got back on his, you know, on his game and got healthy again. But I do like, you know, when the champion is the champion, I give them they do. That's the only reason why I'm doing that. But, you know, as far as AD and LeBron, they're definitely up there in that top 2-3. I probably would put him above, you know, Tatum and Brown. And then who else? Trying to think some more to it. Kawhi and, again, Kawhi and PG, they, on paper, man, they should be, like, the best. But they can't stay together long enough.
Kawhi and Paul George should be the best on paper, really. Why are you disrespecting LeBron and Anthony Davis like this, Hank? I mean, you already know where this conversation is about to go. I'm trying to be cool.
You know LeBron, my guy, but those two together, if they was healthy, they'd be a problem. You got to admit that they would be a problem.
But if LeBron and AD was healthy, they too would be a problem. They have proven to be a problem.
That's what we've been waiting for. Remember, you know, the bubble. We were waiting for that. They didn't show up.
Kawhi and Paul George was healthy then. They wasn't injured then. They just came up short. They embarrassed themselves.
They embarrassed themselves, man. They did. You know? They didn't want it.
How does the story end for Anthony Davis? I mean, I know he's got so much basketball remaining to play, but as far as a legacy go for AD, does it get better than where we stand now, or does his career, as far as accolades and stature across the NBA community, does it get worse?
He's gonna have to want it, and you know, right now, again, he's got the crutch of LeBron on it, you know, right there with him. When LeBron's gone, that's gonna be the true test of what he's gonna do. And of course, he's getting older now. You know, the argument has been going on with Stan Van Gundy and Jameer Nelson. They brought that up about Dwight Howard's had a better career. And I tend to believe that Dwight Howard in his prime was the guy. You know, he took that Orlando franchise to the championship. Sort of like LeBron-ish or AI-ish or J.K.-ish, you know, the one single reason they got there. And up until, you know, his incidents and all that other stuff, as far as play in his prime, he probably had a better, what, maybe that first 10 years as a franchise player than Anthony Davis with the four defensive players of the year and all that stuff. Anthony Davis got to go out and hunt for some of that stuff, get an MVP, get a defensive player of the year. I think he needs to add that stuff onto his resume to make it, you know, stronger, because if you really look at it, Dwight really should have been top 75 over Anthony Davis when he came out with that list.
Think about it. I mean, Dwight was a problem.
A problem.
When you talk about defense. Yes. But you think that Dwight was just as good on both sides of the court as Anthony Davis?
He would lock Anthony Davis' butt up in his prime, and you know it.
But offensively, I don't think he has the skills. He doesn't have the skill set.
He never had that skill set, but he was so gifted defensively. He made the team, especially in that version of the NBA, that Ben Wallace type defense. Dwight was on that. Like, he changed the game, the numbers. I forgot. I seen a stat about Dwight and Ben Wallace, how much they affected the game just being on the floor.
You know, Dwight was a pivotal piece in the Lakers winning in 2020 along with Anthony Davis. I hated to see Dwight go, to be honest.
I did too.
I don't want to play him like that.
I did too. I don't know. Again, it's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. I don't know why he keeps getting off these teams. I don't know if it's maturity. I know he likes to, you know, have his fun and stuff, but as far as play, like, he wasn't lying. He said when he locked up Jokic in that playoff. He did.
Dwight liked to mess with them boys. That's the problem. The white guy stopped messing with them boys. See, LeBron and them ain't having all that foolishness. Like this ain't Wade County. This ain't the Miami Heat. You take that crap over there to Dwayne Wade and all that. Like,
but he out there in LA, that's even worse. You know that.
Yeah, he violating, bro. There. Dwight is violating, bro. He's out of pocket, bro. But you know, shout out to DH. Speaking of big men with the Lakers, though, Hank, earlier this week, my Lakers has signed Christian Wood to a 2-year deal.
Oh, yeah.
What's your thoughts on Christian Wood being added on to the Lakers?
Former Piston as well. A straight shooter, man. I'm rooting for him. His story, how he got into the NBA, you know, he didn't get drafted. His girlfriend left him because he didn't get drafted. That was some crap.
That's crazy, right?
That was wild. The draft night, she dipped on him and ghosted him, man. But, you know, he came back, got his bag, and he's been pretty solid on every team. I don't understand why. Well, we know they're saying defensively.
He's a liability.
He's a liability. He needs to shore that up. And they're saying, well, basically they're saying like the Lakers is the stomping ground for rebuilding your career. And this might be his last chance to stay in the league. But be, you know, beyond, because he's still young, pretty much. He probably bounced G League or other leagues around the country, around the world rather. But as far as playing on a team, this might be his last chance. So him being around AD and all those guys, LeBron, he takes some stuff from them defensively. I think he should, you know, blossom. Of course, shooting, which the Lakers always need, you know, to get better at shooting three-pointers. And he's very good at that. Spacing the floor. He'll take some pressure off Anthony Davis as well because, you know, AD don't really want to play that center spot. But I like the signing. I was keeping my eye on that. I was wondering if the Lakers was going to get him, but it seemed like they were. And he is disgruntled about leaving Dallas. Whatever happened there.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of expectations in Dallas. But when I first heard the news, I was loving this. Not so much because Christian Wood is this great player, but you know the biggest thing to me with Christian Wood is that the Lakers needed some size. You understand what I'm saying? Like the same thing that happened with Team USA, and we'll talk about them in a few minutes, but I feel like the Lakers needed some size. And it's like I have some type of expectation for him starting. But like you said, Anthony Davis wants to play the four, and I would prefer to see Anthony Davis play the four. But I don't know if you bring in Christian Wood as a starting piece, is he going to play the five? Or you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know right. how that's going to work, but I prefer him over Jackson Hayes respectfully for my Lakers. Now, you talk about defense and the liability that Christian Wood have. I think you're absolutely right, but I think it's important to point out what you did, Hank. When you around the ADs and the LeBrons and, you know, Coach Darvin Ham, yeah. Jeff was it Vanderbilt. You're around some guys that are defensively minded, and the Lakers, that's how they're going to pretty much have their identity is based off of defense. So even though in the past he may not have been on paper a great defensive player, being surrounded by that energy, I think he's going to step it up a whole level. BA in the building. Salute to my dog, BA. What's happening, family?
What's going on, BA?
Hey, salute, fellas. I was up. My Cowboys are up 19 zip right now in the second quarter. So I was like, let me go holler at my guys real quick.
Man, you already know how we do, man. I see your boys rocking and rolling. Who they locked in with tonight? The Eagles?
The Giants.
Giants.
Yeah, the Giants. Oh, the Giants.
My God.
It's rivalry.
What's your thoughts, BA, on the Lakers signing Christian Woods to a 2-year deal?
I think it's a great pickup. I think that he's going to help offensively. And as much as people harp on him defensively, one-on-one, he's not that great, but he's a dope. He's a really good help side defender. So I like his length. I like it. I like he's a stretch forward. I believe that it's an upgrade, man. It's an upgrade. Whether he's going to come off the bench or whether he's going to start, that's up for grabs. I know I just heard y'all talking about Jackson, but yeah, I would probably prefer him starting over Jackson just because Jackson is not He won't really provide that offensive boost, but defensively he's going to be all over the place and he's going to bring a lot of energy. But yeah, it's a great pickup.
Yeah, I hope it works out, bro, because in all reality, Christian Wood could also wind up being trade bait. Yep. Because there's a lot of people that's not really sold that this roster that the Lakers have right now is going to be the team to finish out the season. You know how LeBron James played. And he could definitely be one of those trade bait pieces to try to get a deal done. But I am excited to see Christian Wood bring some size to the Lakers, which was needed. Hopefully, Coach Darvin Ham can figure this thing out. Because like I said, yo, Darvin Ham, to me, not that he did anything wrong, so to speak, but he's on the hot seat, if you ask me, bro.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know?
Yeah. He for them making it to the Western Conference Finals, made this season much more difficult for him to sit through because of expectation level. By making it to the Western Conference Finals, people are going to expect him. It's going to be a finals or bust. I'm not going to necessarily say win a championship, but it's going to be finals or bust this year. And they're going to have to make it to at least the Western Conference Finals. And if they lose in the Western Conference Finals, they might let them slide, but most likely they won't. So he got to make it to the finals,
especially if he gets swept again.
And I want to say this one thing too about Christian Woods, with him specifically, with the Lakers getting him for such low value, right? And for him to be sitting in free agency this long, with no other team actually pursuing him, trying to pay him. That's one thing that I'm skeptical about as well. Does he have any type of issues going on with himself behind the scenes that the league that only people behind the scenes would know, and that the media is not talking about? That's the only skeptical thing about this pickup that has me like, wow, they got him for a great value, and he could have went somewhere and got $15 to $20 million.
Word. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, man. Let us know in the comments section what y'all think about the Christian Wood addition to the Lakers. 2-year deal. How much of an impact will Christian Wood have on the Lakers' chances to win an NBA championship this season? I want to come back to my Lakers in a little bit, fellas, but I want to switch gears to Team USA, the USA men's basketball team. man, I woke up this morning. I woke up early. I woke up probably like 5:30 in the morning, and I saw that they were playing Canada, and that game was at 4:30. So when I woke up, they was already in the middle of something. It was just too early for me to even tap in. And Lord knows they wind up losing to this team they faced. They're out of elimination. No medal contention. No chances of getting a medal. Of course, Germany wins the gold medal. But, man.
Former Laker.
Hank, what was your reaction, bro, to Team USA losing to Canada this morning and being eliminated?
From what I remember from the panel, I think I might have been the only one that was positive about them doing something. I think everybody else was like, nah, bro.
You know why? Because when they played Lithuania, the size that Lithuania had on them was a big factor in them losing. Yeah. But when I looked at the rest of the teams that they would have to play to possibly get the gold medal, they wasn't going to really run into that problem. I felt like if they could fix their own mistakes, they're not going to have that size problem when it comes to competition. You see what they did to Italy. Right. But, I mean, man.
They got the talent. It's a different style of basketball, too. I really want to think about that. Huh?
I'm not surprised. I knew. If you know basketball, then you kind of knew this was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have any leaders on. They don't have any proven leaders on the floor. They got a bunch of young guys, on top of that, they got a bunch of second tier NBA players on their roster right now. Meaning that you have a couple first tier players all around the world, and everybody knows that the rest of the world, as far as competition, is catching up with the United States. The top players in the NBA are playing for these other countries.
Somebody need to tell that to Noah Lyles.
Sure. Hey, they need. We don't have leaders. We don't have leaders on this young team, on this young squad. And as much as like, I know I'm not trying to talk about your boy. What's his name? For the Lakers, Austin.
Austin Reeves.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get on Austin Reeves, but they were dependent on him to be the glue guy. And they're dependent on my guy from the Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, they depended on Ant to go to be Ant-Man and to be super prolific and everything. No, he's a volume shooter right now.
Well, I guess it's sort of like the Olympics when LeBron, Wade, and Melo was young. Remember? They got the bronze.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
Timberland. How do you leave, like, with so many NBA, like American NBA players that could be on this roster, but I understand that they're not going to step onto this roster until the actual Olympics. Mm-hmm. So it's not to me right now, let these other countries shine and do what they do. But when the Olympics come, I'm sure we're going to be in a much better place and we're going to have a much better roster, much efficient roster.
But BA, I mean, you're right. The best product that we have available wasn't out on the basketball court during this tournament.
Yes.
But with the talent that we did have, come on now, bro. No medal? Really?
No.
And this is my problem. You know, you talk about the young players of the NBA that was on this roster.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from a different lens. We're talking about Anthony Edwards, Austin Reeves, Jaren Jackson Jr., who was a defensive player of the year. What's his name from New York? Jalen Brunson?
Right.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson.
These guys are, I don't want to say faces of the league, but these are household names in the league. This is the future of the NBA.
They're not household names. Hey. So they're not.
Really? You don't think so?
Hey, guys, I've seen a meme. Would you take that roster? Could that roster win an NBA championship?
No.
No, because of the lack of size.
No, because of the lack. Not just that is true too. Lack of size. And we're talking about being proven. And shout out to Snake Eyes, Battle Rappers.
Snake in the building. Salute, Snake Eyes. Make sure y'all subscribe to my guy, Snake Eyes, YouTube channel as well. It's called Snake Den TV. He's doing his thing over there. Shout out to him.
Definitely. But it's not just size, it's being proven, it's going through the fire. It's like they don't have a real leader, like a leader that you can, a trusted leader that's proven and that's playing. They don't have that. It's like experience. Like what was there? Like who was experienced on that team? Like not winning in the NBA, the regular season, but I'm talking about like past that.
The head coach. And that's the one who I thought got exposed the most. Steve Kerr.
I put that in the comments, man. They got three great coaches on that team. Lou, Kerr, and Spoelstra's on that squad.
Man, I understand the coaching. Shout out to the coaching, but we need players and those coaches. Well, shout out to Steve Kerr, but you know how I feel about Steve Kerr, Seven. You know. Hey. Thank you, Mark Jackson. Thank you. I appreciate you, Mark Jackson. Thank you for putting it all out and giving them the confidence. But Kerr is just not like, nah, man, we're not doing this.
This was embarrassing, bro. I mean, you said you could see this coming. I could not, bro. I could not. I knew this wasn't the best product, but for us to walk away from this tournament with no medal, BA.
But seven. Hank, I believe you were here too, Hank. This was a couple months ago. We got up on here, and then it was me, Hank, yourself, and it was two other people. We talked about this, and when we all seen that roster, everybody started laughing like,
"That's a fact. That's a fact.
What's going on with this? This doesn't look right. What's going on? This is the B squad. This is A. This is the other side. This is the flip side. This ain't the A team. It's the B team."
Yeah, I thought they'd get a medal though, man. At least a silver. Yeah, silver, bronze.
So how does the Olympics play out, Hank, in your opinion? Do the superstars come out to play? Does LeBron, maybe in his last chance, does he come out to play? KD, Steph, do these guys get up for the Olympics? What do you think is going to wind up happening? Yeah.
You know, I think KD, didn't he get us a goal last time, him and Draymond? And Adebayo.
I know KD did.
Yeah, I think these guys will come back. And Curry, he already said that he kind of want to play. I think it's his last. Has he ever played in the Olympics? I know he's played in some world tournaments and stuff like that. I think
Steph Curry. Nah, he ain't never played.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but I think he said he want to go ahead and do it one time. So I think he's gonna be there.
You got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. You got them boys from Boston.
That's what I'm saying. We got top 10.
Dwight Howard.
Tatum was in the last. Tatum won a medal this past Olympics. So you know what it takes.
Okay.
You can even go get Jimmy Butler. Like you can go, like they got people. It's a whole crop of talent that can go and go run the table and forget a gold. I mean, forget a bronze, forget a silver. They can go get gold. But they chilling, the NBA chilling. We've been on top for the past 20 years. You feel me? Thank you, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and all y'all. Y'all set a standard. So we gonna chill until the Olympics. So I'm not worried
about it. This is that URLRBE effect that's now spilling into basketball. Because, see, what I'm feeling now is that these international platforms are thinking that they really compete with the number one. And, you know, the problem is, to me, we can't do nothing about it for now. Like, these guys got bragging rights over us. You understand what I'm saying? And technically, the NBA season is not going to help anything. So, fellas, what do y'all think this loss means when we talk about other countries being motivated or inspired? What do you think they think of USA basketball at this point? Do you think respect has been lost?
I think they've been
coming for us for a while, you know.
Nah, I don't think it's lost at all. I think they still respect us. We just got a target on our back, and they wanna come shake up some stuff. Do they still fear us? Yeah, they still fear the basketball because this is where everybody still try to come to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still trying to go to the NBA, and similar to what you were saying about like RBE and URL, it's similar. URL is always going to be the NBA, and everybody's always going to continue to try to get there. And RBE is always going to have that respect factor, even though it seems like it's not respect, but it's respect. So much respect that I want to come try to take your place. But they kind of know that at the moment, nah, we can't take the place, but we can give them a run for their money, though.
Man, I just, man. I know this wasn't the Olympics. I know.
Yeah, there ain't no other league around the world better than the NBA. It's going to take a long time for that to happen.
But yeah, bro, and for us to go out like this, even with the unit, bro, I just don't think – we just didn't do ourselves no justice, bro. Dennis Schroeder was the MVP?
Yeah, he's crying like Pat Beverly.
Dylan Brooks had 40.
Oh, my God. 40. You see Dylan Brooks, bro? Come on. Yes. Yo, this is what I'm talking about. This is embarrassing, bro.
Think about it. Name the top five NBA players in the NBA besides you get, because I know you're a LeBron guy, so you're going to be like, LeBron's number five. But we're going to exclude LeBron. Okay. exclude LeBron. You going to put Joel Embiid in there, right? You're going to put Luka Doncic in there. You're going to put Antetokounmpo up in there. I just named three players. Jokic. I forgot. Four players. These are the four pretty much premier NBA face, all of that of the NBA. And guess what? None of these dudes ain't going to ever play for the United States team, bro.
Joel Embiid became a U.S. citizen.
If Embiid plays, we win. That's what we need.
I still don't even trust Embiid. No. Salute to him, MVP. Even though Jokic was better than him this season. Salute to him. They felt sorry for him. He got it. We got to give it to him, man. Voters fatigue. So salute to him, though. I don't trust him, though.
Man. It's gonna be an interesting season, fellas. I swear on God, bro. I cannot wait to see how this upcoming season play out. Last topic I have for you guys before we get up out of here. I know the Lakers and the Suns open the season off. Sweet. LeBron and KD. How disappointing, BA, has the LeBron versus KD story been? Has it been disappointing to you?
Not really. It hasn't been disappointing to me because I expected both of these guys, with them both being superstar journeymen. Like, I don't like.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He think he's gonna sneak that in. He's not gonna let him do that. But go ahead, continue.
With both of these guys having to hop on different teams and all of that stuff to try to match up and all of that, like I didn't expect too much from him. And then LeBron is in his 21st season. KD, you can tell KD is wearing down too. He's still both of them still great players, but KD wearing down too. KD in what is his 16th, 17th season, something like that. Like, I didn't expect much for the rivalry from both of them. And then low key, they both been cool behind the scenes, working out with each other and all of that stuff. Like, I didn't expect much from this matchup. It didn't let me down. What I got, what they gave us, the best that they can give us to this point, to me.
Hank, like, when I looked at this situation, even though I never put Kevin Durant up there with LeBron as far as being better than LBJ, but that was a narrative for quite a while as far as those two being head to head. And I feel like there's been a disappointment just on the strength that we haven't been able to see these two guys lock in as much in the prime of their career, you know, especially post Golden State. Look, I don't think LeBron has played against Kevin Durant since he went to Brooklyn.
Right. They had a statistic on there. They haven't played since the Golden State rivalry. They both want to have been injured. Of course, you know, Kevin Durant was out for a long time.
Right.
And then, you know, they just never, you know, matched up. But, you know, I thought that Kevin was in that path of maybe trying to
surpass LeBron,
challenge LeBron for that number one spot. But when he joined Golden State, that took a lot out of me. With, you know, he had so much help, you know, that, you know, LeBron got his help with the Heat, but, you know, his help with Golden State was on steroids. You know, they probably wasn't gonna lose.
Yeah,
if they played right, But I remember when LeBron said, I don't know if you remember that quote, he said, when he said this in Miami, that while I'm here, he ain't going to win no championships. And then he would join Golden State not too far after that.
And won.
Yeah.
Remember you staring LeBron down with them threes? He's like, yeah, remember what you said?
He got it.
He's the one that always feared. He's the one that I feared the most as far as competition for LeBron, because if KD remained healthy, if he never really got injured and stuff, I don't know if LeBron's legacy for what it's worth would be written this way. KD could impact it. I feel like LeBron James' career in such a whole other direction because of you know, you got this 7 foot frame that's so efficient. Right. You know, he's like unstoppable. He was the biggest threat to me for LeBron's legacy, you know, talking about these prime years. And you know, fortunately, he just haven't been able to really lock in with LeBron. But I'm excited to see these two tap in for the first game of the season, you know, respectfully with KD and Phoenix and my guy.
I think he has impacted LeBron's career. Yeah. I think he impacted it when he went to Golden State. And he hit both of those shots in his face back-to-back years to win those titles.
Yeah.
I think that impacted LeBron's career because it made LeBron seem like a NBA finals loser. He made people talk about that even more. As far as impacting it to the point where LeBron would not be considered number one. You still had people like Kawhi Leonard, and you had people like Steph Curry in the league that was actually threatening that too. It wasn't just KD.
You got Kobe Bryant being a better scorer all time than Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is the fish was I think if we speak from an efficient standpoint, Kevin Durant was he got a bag and everything, but Kobe, I just never seen. Like, Kobe was like Michael Jordan 2.0 with him being able to finish at the rim, dunk on you, hit free throws, shoot the three. KD could do all of that, but I just never seen him do it like Kobe. Do you know KD has never scored over – he's never scored 60 points in a game and has only scored 50 points less than like five times or something like that in his career, six times in his career? Do you know that?
Kobe's bag is bigger than KD's bag offensively?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Left foot, right foot, in, out. As far as not just having a complete game, but his IQ is much higher than KD's.
I took a poll on a couple different platforms on social media because we had a show earlier today on Players' Choice on Lakerland about Kobe being the greatest all-time scorer. And KD's name really came up in the topic of conversations. Hank, is Kevin Durant a greater scorer than Kobe to you?
If you talk about efficiency, yeah. But if you're talking about overall bag, and to me, mentality is in there too. You put the mindset, you can check KD out. You're not checking Kobe out. You know, it's very rare that you ever seen Kobe. I mean, it's happened a couple times where, he there was a Boston series or whatever, but he still didn't give up. You know what I mean? I feel like he'd want it more than KD would.
So we'll give Kobe credit for missing shots. Because yeah. Kobe took way more dumber shots than KD has.
But you gotta have the balls to shake take those too.
Yeah,
you feel me? KD, I've seen KD pass up clutch shots. I've seen him do all of this. Kobe is gonna either you're gonna blame me or you're gonna praise me.
And I forgot who talked about it. Some of them guys do that on purpose to stat pad. They don't want their percentages to go down, so they don't take certain shots.
Okay, but KD has never. That says a lot. Well, I've seen Kobe twice go a full month averaging 40 points, bro. I would never, ever see KD do that. Because why? Because he's worried about his efficiency. He's worried about his stats. And then KD, most nine times out of 10, too, KD has always had another all-star or future Hall of Famer beside him.
But, I think that argument may be incomplete, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm willing to bet that those seasons that you're talking about with Kobe Bryant averaging whatever, the Lakers wasn't in no real contention to win anything in those seasons. KD, his game is pressing on being efficient for these teams to be as successful as they has been around him. So I feel like, man, Kobe really had more leeway because he was playing with house money.
Well, Kobe, he did it once with Shaq too. He and Phil Jackson come and tell him stop.
Yeah, okay. And then KD got to the point where, okay, I gotta be a journeyman. I gotta follow the steps of LeBron James and run because I can't do this. And since I don't want to mess up my stats, just shooting that thing and actually hanging on with this organization, I'm a jump ship. That says a lot too.
That's a fact.
And they had that thing on ESPN. I thought about you, BA. They were talking about, was LeBron's legacy hurt by joining different teams? I thought about you, that journeyman.
Comment. Yes, yes. It affected LeBron's legacy tremendously.
In a positive way.
You can say in a positive or negative way, but I'm just thinking.
Wait a minute. We about to get into this one. BA, last topic. LeBron James joining teams, quote unquote, has affected his legacy in a bad way?
Yes.
How?
Yes. How? Because it made him seem like he could not hang in there. It made it seem like he could not handle adversity. He jumped from place to place to relieve pressure and to get, where are the freshest legs with the superstar that can join me? so I can win the title, bro. He didn't hang in there.
That's you feel unfair, me? Kobe, Kobe was that's unfair, Kobe. B.A.
Yeah, I never made
B.A., you and I both know that no one man could win a championship in this LeBron era.
One man could help create a franchise. Can't create.
That's what LeBron has done.
He created Kevin Durant leaving and wanting to go places. He created James Harden doing what he's doing. He created all of these people, all of these superstars wanting to leave and move around and do that just because, oh, I feel like I can't win. Get out of here.
KD work. KD
in their prime. We're not talking about when they're later on in their career. We're talking about in their prime.
I can't believe this, Hank. I can't believe this, bro. B.A.'s boy asked for a trade before.
Who?
Quit to put pressure, on his team. Pressure. Kobe Bryant.
To put pressure
LeBron
on the franchise.
Has played out every contract. I've never seen LeBron quit. Like, yeah. Come on,
you
B.A.
never seen really? Him quit. J.J. Brown was cutting him up. We going to keep going back to this. Yo, and why he stood in that corner? Why he stood in that corner?
All the greats, if their organization don't do them right, they ask for a trade. Kobe's done it. I believe someone said Jordan did it too back in the day. Just, you know,
to put pressure on the
Jordan quit on the Bulls in '93.
But once Kobe did that, right? What happened? We went and got Powell.
He needed help.
That's cool.
I'm not saying LeBron James didn't need help because you're right. NBA is not an individual game. But when you're the leader and you're that guy, you're going to be heavily scrutinized.
LeBron has brought championships to every destination he's went. And you're going to tell me that it has impacted negatively? I don't understand the logic in that.
It's impacted both ways, negatively and positive.
How negatively?
As Iman Shumpert said, he broke down that fourth wall, and that's what the owners and players didn't want him to do. He said, bump it. I'm going to make it work for myself. And I don't think it was a wrong thing for him to do. You can't trust those owners to get you what you need.
I'm not saying who you trust and who you don't trust. I'm just saying it wasn't a good look. And what it did, what happened, he burnt himself. Why? Because people like KD did the same thing and went to Golden State.
And look, you got a problem with LeBron initiating players taking control of their own future and career.
And basketball terms, was it good for the NBA?
Yes.
Looking at the NBA now, it was good for the NBA?
Of course, bro. Yeah. The Kyrie story, the James Harden story, the Kevin Durant.
He's another hood hopper.
So question is this, do you think
that doesn't look good, bro? I'm just not from that generation of like when the going gets tough.
My God. I think those 80 players and 90s players, they always say they wouldn't, but I think if they had the opportunity and them contracts was less lenient, less tough rather, they would have been jumping ship earlier.
Just to beat Michael, they would have done it.
Yeah.
Man, Michael had a chokehold.
Stockton and Malone have been on the same team.
They believed in themselves, though. They bet on themselves. What's wrong with betting on yourself and riding
they
it
had
through?
No choice.
So what is LeBron like doing? What is LeBron doing? Going back to Cleveland, going to LA.
LeBron is what he's doing is he's becoming an NBA superstar journeyman.
This is crazy, bro.
And this is why you got a Lakers. You got the Lakers thing on your mic right now. And then if you say, "Nah, I'm gonna go to Phoenix next year," we're gonna see a Phoenix Suns.
You'll see that. Wherever LeBron go, I go. You already know that
exactly.
He's gonna finish that contract out first, though.
Exactly. Don't forget that part. All right, fellas. Yeah. I'm about to sign off. Salute to you guys, man. B.A., Hank, let everybody know real quick where they can follow y'all at on social media before we sign off. Appreciate you guys tapping in tonight.
You got it, Hank.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm on all the social media platforms. It's either Sports Game Vision or SGV Talks, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, all the good stuff.
Facts. Hold up. I'm sorry. I'm reading it. I'm trying to read these messages. But, you can find me You can find me at Get Your Bars Up Media on all platforms. Come over, listen to some battle rap, man. Analyze, break down bars, reaction videos, interviews, a whole bunch of stuff in regards to battle rap, hip hop. And we do a little sports So yeah, come holler at us and brighten your horizon, expand.
No doubt, man. Make sure y'all follow my guys on social media, man. Say goodbye to the bad guy. I'm Seven Mitchell with the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Appreciate everybody that tapped in with us, man. Again, salute to the homie Snake Eyes. Make sure y'all subscribe to his channel on YouTube, Snake Den TV. Show that man some support. We catch you guys later on this week with another panel episode. So hope you guys stay safe. Signing off, gang. We out. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. All right, man, I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.